and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's hump day. Lots going on this week. Man, it got a little chilly. I had to put on a jacket this morning, a little hoodie, to go walk the dogs and check the peanuts. And the peanuts were not liking this cold weather, and neither was my tomatoes. But, hey, it is what it is. It looks like it's going to warm up. Got another shot of rain tomorrow. Had that little rainstorm roll through after my show yesterday. I think I went out to do some welding on a lot, hay lot, right after the show yesterday. And I had to sit in the truck 30 minutes while it poured down rain. I think 6/10. A lot of other people got some rain. So we got more chances of rain coming in tomorrow. Actually, it looks like all month. Every 2 to 3 days, something's going to be moving through, and we'll take it. I know it's going to delay wheat harvest, but, you know, water's going. A lot of everybody's saying that the wheat harvest is going to look pretty good where it didn't get flooded or held out. So, anyway, good luck with that. Let's see, today is Taylor Ranch Day, happy hour, Taylor Ranch happy hour. And I'm going to give you a question. I got Jason Cause is going to be in here in just a little bit. And we're going to be talking about K4T Machine Shop. He's a new sponsor of the show. And he's going to be helping out people in agriculture as well as the oil field with machine work. So we'll hear more about him. If you got any questions about machine work, please have your question ready or text it in to me now, 580-225-9697, about machine work. It can be pretty good. What else is it? Oh, since it is the Taylor Ranch happy hour, we have a Taylor Ranch question. You guys ready? Grand prize is the Three Amigo, Jose, Juanito, and Jesus. The three, 2 ounce, each of them's 2 ounce beef sticks, Taylor Ranch, sweet barbecue seasoned beef, jalapeno cheddar beef, and the original beef snack. They are really good. So let's see here. Ready? And I'm going to take the fifth, number five, text message in correct answer. So please, 580-225-9697 with your answer. It's multiple choice. We try to make this easy. And your name. If you just want to play, please don't type your name in. According to the USDA, cattle on feed inventories on May 1st were, and this report just came out, A, down 2% from a year ago, B, up 2% from a year ago, C, even with a year ago, or D, down 4% from a year ago. According to the USDA, cattle and feed inventories on May 1st were A, down 2% from a year ago, B, up 2% from a year ago, C, even with a year ago, or D, down 4% from a year ago. And that is for the Three Amigos. If you're watching on Facebook, I got a picture of them there right now. This is Jesus, this is Juanito, and this is Jose. There we go. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Oh, before I get into this, so I stopped by southbound this morning. Of course, the round table was buzzing with older gentlemen full of information, and I tried to get some stories off of them for the ag show. I didn't get one this morning. So you want to know what their topic was? Botox. And that's into my story. Soybean and grain futures were higher in overnight, on strengthening oil prices and a narrowly weaker dollar. Oil futures climbed Tuesday on worries that Iran will not accept a nuclear deal proposal from the U.S., potentially increasing tensions in that region. I don't know how much more tension you can get without blowing them up. But anyway, steel gains in crude were capped, and possible production increases from members of OPEC may ease output cuts starting in July. Both West Texas Intermediate and Brent futures reached their highest level in almost 2 weeks. Also, buoyant prices overnight was a weaker dollar. The greenback was down about 0.3% in overnight trading. A weaker dollar makes U.S. goods more attractive on international markets. Soybean futures for July delivery came up 4 pennies to $10.44 a bushel. Overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, soy meal was up $1.30 to $2.95.80 a short ton, and soy oil futures gained 0.01 cents to 46.82 cents a pound. Corn was up 3¾ cents to 4.42¼ a bushel. Wheat futures overnight for July delivery added 2¼ to 5.38¼ a bushel, and Kansas City futures gained 0.5 cents to $5.37¼ a bushel. Researchers from the USDA and the Colorado State University studying the cause of plant death during drought and how some impacts from dry weather can be reversed found a plant that can reverse the effects of extreme drought. This is pretty interesting. Soil and air became so errant during droughts that liquid water inside a plant changes into water vapor, a gas, during a process in a formation, according to the USDA's Ag Research Service in a report. Gas bubbles form, blocking the transport of water and minerals from roots, inhibiting necessary growth processes, the agency said. They said the formations wasn't well understood, as they couldn't be seen by equipment used in past studies. The USDA and Colorado State researchers used technology that allowed them to see water movement, or the lack thereof, through plants from stem to leaves. Scientists also discovered that wild millet, a wild form of cultivated grain, that has ability to reverse embolisms, or however you say that, in water conducting tissue. We called that plant resurrection millet because if the plant is watered, even after nearly 100% of the tissue has been there, the plant is able to refill and recover. How cool is that? I don't know. That's going to be interesting to follow. All right, what do we got going on in our weather? In our big old farm belt, flood warnings remain in effect for parts of eastern Kansas and west central Missouri, according to the National Weather Service. The Arkansas River near Arkansas City, was just over 10 feet this morning and is forecast to rise to 13.2 feet by this afternoon. Flood stage is 11 foot. The river is expected to fall back below flood stage levels tomorrow evening. Rivers in parts of Missouri also are on a risk of overrunning their banks and flooding low-lying areas. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected to roll through central to eastern Kansas again tonight, though heavy rainfall isn't expected. Oh, interesting. Lots of water going in the ground here lately. Quite a change. Kind of enjoyable. All right, I'm going to read you again before we go to take a Taylor Ranch break. I'm going to give you the Taylor Ranch question of the day. Grand prize is the Three Amigos. According to the USDA, cattle on feed inventories on May 1st were A, down 2% from a year ago, B, up 2% from a year ago, or C, as in Charlie, even with a year ago, or D, down 4% from a year ago. Text in your choice, A or B, C or D, to 580-225-9697. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Garage doors are the largest moving object in your home. It's time to make sure your garage door is operating safely and properly. Cody Giblet, owner of Southwest Overhead Garage Door in Elk City, is reminding you that June is Garage Door Safety Month. Call Southwest Overhead Garage Door today at 580-225-3667 to schedule to have your garage door checked out to make sure it's operating properly. Remember, working on garage doors is very dangerous, so let the professionals handle it. Southwest Overhead Door, 1000 South Merritt Road in Elk City.
The last thing you want after completing a well is to leave money on the table. However, many drilling companies do just that within the first 30 days of production. It's critical to hire well-trained operators with good quality equipment to give you the right kind of data you need to maximize production from day one. Prime Well Solutions specializes in flowback, sand separation, and well testing specific to the unique needs of your well. In Oklahoma, West Texas, and New Mexico, Prime Well Solutions has you covered. Find them online at primewellsolutions.com.
You've seen the yellow tags, you've heard the commercials, you've heard the hustle and bustle. What are you waiting for, guys? Windy Nissan is your dealer. We have all the new Nissans, all the used cars, trucks, and SUVs that you can dream of. With over 150 on the ground, we truly have a little bit of something for everybody. Payments as low as $249 with $0 down. Up to 90 days, no payments. There's never been a better time than now to come see us at Windy Nissan of Elk City, your hometown dealer.
Timber Oklahoma is your safe and reliable expert tree care service. At Timber, we provide professional tree trimming and removal with a focus on safety, quality, and clear communication. With over 10 years of experience and certified in the Electrical Hazards Awareness Program, our crews provide tree trimming and removal, storm damage cleanup, utility line clearance. Call Timber today at 580-732-3400 or see us online at www.timberokla.com or email us at customercare@timberokla.com.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Excuse me. Welcome back. You guys need to go do your homework. There's only one person out of 20 so far that's got the answer right, and they're not even, they didn't send in their name for that Taylor Ranch question. Go back and go through all your emails. I mean, I just read part of it yesterday. Come on. You guys are smarter than this. All right. Here's your ag weather forecast or update out here in the Texas Panhandle. Miami, 64 degrees. Humidity's 59. Dew point's 49. The winds are out of the east at 3 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 4 right now. Peak wind gust today so far is 25 miles an hour. 0.63 inches of rain is, old Cowboy Newcomb got it right, but he's not participating. I guess we'll see. If you win them, you want the beef sticks? They're late. Month-to-date precipitation, 63 one-hundredths of an inch. 8-inch soil temperature, 67 degrees. Man, that cooled down in a hurry. Okay, let's see. Let's go ahead and do an update on what's happening with the grains right now. Let me refresh it. And then we're going to talk what happened at Beaver yesterday. There we go. Corn for July, 442, up 3.75. September, 429, up 5.5. Soybeans, July, 1048, up 7.25. August, 1040, up 6.5. Soybean meal, July, 297.70, up $3.20. August is 301.10, up 3.10. Okay. And then, I got a story about Newcomb and Disc. I'm glad he texted. He's going to regret this. Hard red winter wheat, July, 541, up 4.5. September, 554, up 4 even. See what cotton's doing for July, 64.96, down 109. Oil, West Texas, down a little bit today. July, 62.63, down 78. And natural gas, July, 370, down 2. NASDAQ and Dow and S&P are all positively trading in the black today. So are the cattle. Live cattle, June, 217.82, up 185. August, 211.60, up 185. Feeders for August, 303.05, up 182. September, 302.17, up 175. October, 325, up 160. Lean hogs, June, 112, down 10. And there you have it. I haven't looked at sugar in a while. Ooh, no wonder he's gripey. If you see Sugar Daddy in the next few days, ask him why he's wearing sandals. He's not taking that very well. Sugar for July, $16.75, down 15. It's usually around 21 cents a pound, so it's not doing very good. All right, let's see what happened at Beaver yesterday. 6,129 head went through the sale ring there. Cattle, bred heifers, 20 of them. You coming on the show with me? Why not? Scared? You want to sit down and talk? Y'all have to come in here. Tony, our sales lady, she just bashful. Bred heifers, 20 head, 862 average weight, average price $218.72, $1,885.90 is what their average price was. Bulls, 57 head, 1682 weight, $181.42 average price. $3,051.33. It looks like the high seller was a Hereford bull, not a Charolais, and it weighed 2240, brought 201, $4,502.40. What's up, Jason? Come on in, sit down. And then let's see here. Bull calves, 156 head, average weight 608, 320 per pound. $1,945.94 per head. Cattle, let's see here. We got cows. I guess they didn't have any cows yesterday. All right, let's check out the, yes, they did have cows. Sorry, their report's a little different for me to read here. 271 head, average weight, 1,273 pounds. Average price, $172.24, almost $2,200 per head. Heifer calves, I mean, we have of those. 152, average weight 543, average price $322.08, $1,748.56 per head. Heifer yearlings, 2,158 head of those, average weight 737, average price $294.57. $2,171.11 per head. Looks like they had about 39 pairs. Brought $35.84 average. Let's see what the high selling pair was. $4,000. That was the highest pair. Or $4,010 to be exact. Steer calves, 129 head, average weight, 645 pounds, average price $327.81. $2,115.02 was that on the yearlings. Here we go. Let's see what the big boys brought. 3,101 head, average weight 908, average price $290.41. $2,636.56 was the average. Let's see what the high seller was there yesterday. Kind of hard to tell. They had some in the, oh, there we go. Crossbred steer weighed 1280, brought $3,008. Get you some T-bones out of that one already. All right, we're going to take an early break. Jason is already in here, so we'll just sit him sitting here watching me talk. I'm going to make him talk. So anyway, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. While we're at break, I'll see if anybody's got the correct answer yet. And for the Taylor Ranch question of the day, we'll be right back after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 23rd. 1,684 head were sold. 9 head of steers at 334 brought 490. 14 at 426 brought 417.50. 13 at 537 brought 375. 3 at 578 brought 345. 5 at 615 brought 328. 7 at 659 brought 327. 3 head of heifers at 445 brought 360. 2 at 500 brought 335. 5 at 58 brought 310. 20 at 756 brought 273. 21 at 854 brought 258. 33 at 877 brought 264.50. Butcher cows were 30 to 172. Butcher bulls brought 145 to 206. Bred cows 1325 to 3600. Pairs brought 1600 to 3650. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
We have accountants that work there, so if you have accounting questions, we can always ask that. We have people that have been there for 35 years, and so they've been in banking a long time, so they can always answer questions. There's a lot of information that's available at First National that is not available at other banks. It's very convenient. We can do a lot of things same day. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay, it wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back. Freedom, Oklahoma. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. 66 degrees, dew points 47, humidity's 51, winds are out of the northeast at 9. 3.22 inches of rain in the last 10 days. Good for you guys. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 73 degrees. Sunset at 8:51, 78, sunny today. Tonight, 50% chance of showers and 64 low. Tomorrow, 40 to 50% chance of showers, thunderstorms, and 78 for a high. Well, in the studio with me right now, I want everybody to welcome new sponsor of the show. And actually, we, Jason and I go back a little ways, a few years. Anyway, Jason Cause, he's in here. How long have you guys been open down there?
We've been our new location since about February this year.
Okay. All right. 4KT Machine Shop right here.
That's K4T.
K4T. Oh, I'm sorry. That's why I put papers in front of me.
Right in front of you.
Yeah, right in front of me. K4T Machine Shop. And it's easy to find. He's right across from Trailer Tech.
Yep. We're at 1200 South Merritt Road.
Yep. Easy to find. Easy to find. Anyway, Jason. Machine shops are not a dime a dozen like they used to be back in the oil boom.
Yeah, they're getting few and far in between
anymore. They're getting fewer and far between.
Yes, sir.
And I'm happy you guys are open up.
Well, I am too. I really
I might only be a once a year customer, but by God, I know.
Well, just come by and get a cup of coffee every now and then.
So tell her a little bit about what's all in the machine shop you got going.
Well, the machine shop we got going now is it's growing every day. We just got a new piece of equipment in, CNC lathe. That's been in the shop for about 8 weeks now.
Okay.
And, we got it tuned up and fired up, and we're rolling with it.
That's your new pride and joy, isn't
That's it? That's a new one, yep. We also have a 10-foot CNC plasma table that I've been running out of the shop for about 3 years now.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so when I stopped by there last week, first thing I noticed, and I knew those parts looked familiar, and I looked over there and I said, what are those for? And he was telling me that's for, it's not Sun Rotor now. What is it?
The local company is now Solar Pump and Power.
Solar Pump Power was Sun Rotor that I knew it by. And I knew I'd seen those parts before. And so you guys are doing a lot for them with their solar well parts, you know, for their solar pumps.
Yeah, we're building the kits to hang their solar panels out on a water well that would be in the middle of a pasture that can't get power to.
Yeah, and I got one up.
Me
and
too.
So that's good. Local guys keeping it local, manufacturing low. That's really good.
Yes.
And so you guys are doing those. And harvest is kind of started, but it's getting ready.
I'd say a couple more weeks, it's really going to kick off. This is becoming our favorite time of year in the machine shop, especially when we get the out of town custom crews rolling through.
Right.
Need emergency work done. We build a lot of shafts for them, do keyways and bearings, stuff like that.
Right. So it's getting ready. It's already going pretty hard south of the Red River, but it's moving its way up. So what do you want to tell the harvesters, whether they're custom or local? What do you want to tell them? So come see me.
Yeah, come see me. I'll get you get ready to get in the field, preferably not the night before you want to start cutting. But I'd like to get you up and running and ready to go.
All right. Yeah. And that's a good thing. And then, I know we're an oil ag business type area around here, but both of them are really important to the economy.
Yes. We service oil field just as much, probably more than the agricultural.
Right.
But I just want to get my name out there now, 'cause I know those harvesters are coming in.
Right.
And, they're going to need it, but I'm more than happy to work in the oil field. And anyone who needs anything turned, connections cut, whatever, we're more than happy to help you.
Right. And then on the farm side, on the ag side, on like we're talking about shafts, drive shafts, the bearing housings, and we got bearings going on. There's no telling what can happen in like a combine for sure.
Sure. There's a lot of shafts and keys that need to be replaced. And I could do bushings and sleeves and new pins and a lot of articulating implements,
right,
stuff like that.
And I noticed you got a big backyard back there behind the shop.
Yeah, we got a couple.
What are you gonna fill that up with?
I don't know. I'm hoping another shop maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Another shop. But you know, how's machining changed in the last, let's see, when you graduate? I remember
I graduated high school in 98.
So let's go with the last 25 years.
Okay.
What's changed in the machine? Because your dad, man, he had the old blue and white shop there in Canute, right there on old 66, and I remember for a year. And this was one of his favorite times of the year, wasn't it?
Yeah, he loved it too. It just got to meet all the new characters that come into town for harvest.
And then when I moved back in 08, the first person I ran into was your dad. And we reinvented Canute Days.
Oh, man. Those were some good times, weren't they?
Oh, my gosh. That was the only time I knew you'd get a DUI on a golf cart.
I think I knew who that was.
I knew, too. I think I was kin to him. But now, how's machining changed since then?
Well, it's changed a lot, especially in the last 5 years. But when I started programming machines, we were writing code by hand.
Right.
And that was a long, tedious process. The machine we have now, you could just write the code right on the machine. And now you could even just sit at your desk, talk to a computer program, and it'll pretty much do everything you ask it to do.
Is it for the better or the worse?
Time-wise, definitely for the better.
Okay.
It gets a little expensive to get the hardware,
right?
Machines and stuff like that. But once you get it up and running, it's it sure saves a lot of time.
Well, you're not talking any language that the farmers nowadays, especially farmers, not just the ranchers, but the farmers with this high-tech equipment they got now, you know, with the death stuff going on, the government fuel call it, with that and $500 or $800 every time you come out to get that redeal. But, you know, programming, everything's so high-tech in the tractors right now. I'm just glad I got an old-style tractor because I had manual typewriters when I was in high school.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, Jimmy.
Yeah, I know. That programming really helps a lot, huh?
Yeah, it helps a lot, speeds things up, especially one thing I take pride in is I like to call myself a job shop. We don't do too much production, even though I will. We do a lot of one-off, two-off stuff. And so that ability to change setups and reprogram quickly is very beneficial for us.
Well, K4T, how do they get a hold of you?
You can reach me at 580-799-4807 or come down to the shop at 1200 South Merritt Road. We're also on social media.
Yeah, and then I want to reiterate that, but it's easy. Like I said, it's pretty easy to find. It's right across from Rodney and Angela's Trailer Tech and right next to their trailer, bed shop. Yeah. Right next to their bed shop. And so what's your main goal on quality and value? What is it?
Oh, to be the best, and I want the K4T brand to stand out over everybody.
And so on the CNC, explain CNC machining to a lot of people.
If you come into my shop, you'll see two different types of machines, manual and CNC.
Right.
CNC machine is going to be covered in a big cabinet, and it's not going to look like a usual lathe the old farmer might be used to seeing.
Looks like a sandblasting booth to me.
It's got a big cabinet around it, that's for sure. CNC stands for computer numerical control.
Okay.
And that's just the language that the machine understands once I convert my programming into a posted program.
Right. And then somebody comes in and let's say they got a housing something off the combine or a swather. I mean, this thing, you ain't just wanting combiners. There's a lot of parts moving on a swather, especially the old ones. They come in and that housing's worn a little bit. What can you guys do to fix that?
Well, that sounds like it's something I could be able to sleeve up. What I'll do is I'll put it in a mill and I will open up that hole and make it true and round.
Yeah.
And then from then I'll decide what size bushing needs to be in there.
Okay.
And I can go to my other machine on the lathe and get a piece of material, turn down the OD and ID, slip inside that housing, press fit or glue fit, whatever the customer cares for. And then I will turn the ID to fit the pin or whatever needs to slide back in.
Right. And then can you groove it for a shaft type?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I can groove it. I can key it. I can put a greaser in it, whatever you need.
Cool. Well, man, I appreciate you coming by. We got time. Do you want to tell anybody else anything?
Well, one thing that a lot of people don't know that we have is our 10-foot plasma table.
Right.
That's something that's really cool because I could take anyone's idea. I could have it I could have a functioning part in their hands within an hour from just what they're telling me over the phone that they would like.
Right. Give us a good example.
So I'm working on a project now that requires these little keepers to keep a seal from sliding out while it's moving.
Okay.
And my customer asked me on a little, he drew something on a napkin and said, what do you think about this? And then less than an hour later, I had two of them for him and we're redesigning that design. So
he was happy?
Yeah, he was happy. We just could make a couple modifications to it and make it better.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah. Jason, again, K4T Machine Shop is on South Merritt. What's that address again?
1200 South Merritt Road.
1200 South Merritt Road, or you can find them on Facebook, or you can just give you a call at what number?
580-799-4807.
24/7.
24/7.
Oh, he didn't hesitate. So, because, you know, farmers usually are not bad as oil field, but man, sometimes they get in a jam and they're ready.
They break down in the dark. I'll be there to help them if they need it.
There you go. Thanks, Jason. Thanks for sponsoring the show.
Thanks for having me, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
From the classroom to the field, Elk City High School students are igniting sparks of brilliance, fueling the fire of progress in every endeavor they pursue. Whether it's breaking records in the academics or dominating the field, these students are the driving force behind Elk City's dynamic spirit. GAS is fully committed to supporting and fostering the spirit of innovation, because in Elk City, it's not just about moving forward, it's about racing ahead. That's why we're...
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed. Or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LAUGH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LAUGH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LAUGH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, thanks again, Jason Cause, for 4KT Machine Shop, for stopping by. New sponsor of the show. You guys go by, even if you don't need anything, just stop in there and see what they got going. They're getting it rolling, and Jason has been around machine shops quite a while. Like I said, I really enjoyed being around his dad back in the day over at Canute, so it was a lot of fun. 68 degrees. Oh, that was a wrong city. Back up. Sorry. This is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Mangum, 72 degrees, 56 the dew point. Humidity's 57. Winds are out of the northeast at 8 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 67 one-hundredths of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 81 degrees. Sunset at 8:47. Mostly sunny and 80 degrees. Tonight, 50% chance of rain showers and 62. Tomorrow, another 50% chance of rain showers and 80 for the high. So back to my little story about this cowboy eating breakfast yesterday. We were not debating. We know our limitations. We were talking about the difference between tilling and no-tilling. And he was talking about his ground couldn't do the no-tilling, and we went on all this, and he's looking for a disc. And then he said something smart. I don't know. Hey, but if anybody, I don't know if he's found one, but he is looking for a 31, 32, 33, whatever width the disc it is. He's looking for a offset disc for his tractor. His other one's done. So if anybody's got a disc out there they're wanting to sell that's in that width range right there, give me a shout here at the studio, or give me a shout on my phone, 821-6646. Or social media, I don't care, and I'll pass the information on to him. He was talking about this and cost and all this, and I don't know. I don't remember what the whole conversation ended up being. But I know one thing. When I got up for the table, I said the difference between him and me was between conventional and no-till, he was looking to spend money on a disc, and I wasn't. So I thought that was kind of fun. So, all right. We only had one correct answer on the question today, and I'm going to read the question again so you guys can. The question was, the Taylor Ranch question of the day was, according to the USDA, cattle on feed inventories on May 1st were A, down 2% from a year ago, B, up 2% from a year ago, C, even with a year ago, or down from 4% from a year ago. Correct answer, and there was only two of them, one wasn't playing, the other one was A, down 2% from a year ago. Cattle on feed report, inventories from the USDA. So there's your answer, A. Only two people got it right. So, and somebody put in all of the above. That wasn't an option. So we'll see how. Good news. I mean, I know you guys have heard of this, but I'm really hyped up about this. And this was off the Drover's website that I got off there before the show started. But most people already know, but a lot of people don't. Oklahoma State University receives a historic state funding appropriation to support construction of a new state-of-the-art veterinarian teaching hospital. Veterinarians are essential from rural ranches to urban centers, fueling economy growth and ensuring the safety of our food supply and public health. Last week, Oklahoma State University received $250 million dollars state funding appropriation to support the construction of a new state-of-the-art veterinarian teaching facility. The current vet hospital was identified as a key concern when the OSU College of Veterinary Medicine was placed on accreditation in the fall of 2024. I guess they was kind of put on parole there, it sounds like. The American Vet Medical Association has since returned the college to full accreditation status, emphasizing the continued compliance is tied to the facility upgrades. We have a building and equipment that's not reflective of the quality of people we have here, says Rosalind Biggs, DVM, OSU Assistant Clinical Professor and Director of the Center for Rural Vet veterinary medicine. Big said the program's primary goal is to create practice-ready veterinarians with a particular focus on mixed and large animal veterinary medicine. She compared students trained in the current hospital to high-quality livestock coming off of a used cattle trailer. It's not what the trailer looks like. It's what stepped out of the trailer that matters, right? It was the product that we were producing. She explained that while the building is outdated and past its useful life, the quality of education output remains exceptional. Just like trailers, appearance doesn't refine its value. The hospital's old infrastructure doesn't diminish the quality of veterinarians OSU produces or the service it provides. She further elaborates that it's just the trailer might need new floors and lights. The hospital needs updates to match quality of its facility, staff, and students. So I did a little research. I still got a little bit more of this to go, but did a little research. So there's 32 veterinarian colleges, schools in the United States, and that are accredited vet schools, and the number one is the one in California, University of California at Davis, Berkeley Davis, is that right? Anyway, that's the number one, and it's the number one hardest vet school to get in. And through the grapevine, I've been talking to some people here and there because I think big animal vets are a must, and I know there's more money in the little animals. Don't get me wrong. I know what's going on. But they were talking what they're going to try to work on more, not just at OSU, but all veterinarian colleges is trying to get on the same page as what classes these schools need. Because right now, Colorado State University wants something different than Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State wants something different than K-State and vice versa. So I think it's a big plus that everybody get on the same sheet of music and make it better. According to Dr. Biggs, the investment is program changing. It's program changing not only for our students and facility, faculty, not facility, and staff, but also animal owners across the state, particularly our farmers and ranchers in rural areas that need support to do what they do. Feed and clothe the world, she says. The investment, the largest state appropriation in university history, combined with $78 million allocated in 2023, marks a significant step in advancing the future of veterinarian education, food security, and public health in Oklahoma. We have a foundation, but this investment is positioning us to where we should be. Dr. Biggs said, we have a priority to serve rural areas, to serve the animal owners there, and help support the veterinarians and work with them hand in hand. I think this is awesome. The new hospital, back to here, we get to some specs now. The new hospital will feature modern equipment and technologies essential for both large and small animal care, including advanced imaging tools, CT, MRI, radiographic, graphic and ultrasound, a linear accelerator, oncology treatments, and an AquaCal float tank. The new 255,000 square feet facility will replace the 145,000 square feet veterinary hospital, which was built to serve 60 students but now supports more than 150. With this expansion, OSU will address one of the most urgent infrastructure needs in the veterinary program while expanding its ability to train the next generation of vets. Big summarizes the investment, which will allow OSU to upgrade its infrastructure, technology, and diagnostic capabilities. The goal is to create a facility that meets modern standards and can serve the state region for decades. How about that? And I bet Dr. Biggs was the biggest one. And she's quite the lady. I like her. All right. Enough of OSU now. Let's see here. Let's check on the winter wheat harvest. And according to Successful Farming, winter wheat harvest is underway in 6 key states, according to the USDA. Farmers in the top in 6 of the top 18 winter wheat growing states have begun to harvest the crop, according to USDA's latest crop progress. I didn't hear. I heard the Cotton King might have been down there trying to combine some yesterday, but I haven't heard the results of that. Must not have been good, or he'd been bragging. As of June 1st, 3% of the harvest was complete nationwide, on track with the five-year average. Here's a closer look at some of the states that have kicked off harvest. Texas, winter wheat harvest is most complete in Texas, according to this. Growers in the Lone Star State has completed 25%. Well, they ain't much. It's most complete, not all complete. There we go. Lone Star State is 25% done as of June 1st, which is a jump of 8% from in just a week. And let's see here. Arkansas, winter wheat harvest was 8% wrapped up by June 1st, which is just shy of the five-year average. The USDA rated the winter wheat in Arkansas 3% very good, 8% poor, 40% fair, and 46% good, and 3% excellent. California, winter wheat harvest in California was 5% complete by June 1st, which is about normal, according to them. Overall, the USDA rated California's winter wheat 5% fair, 25% good, and 70% excellent. How about that? North Carolina, winter wheat harvest was also 5% finished by June 1st, which is behind its 7% average. None of North Carolina's winter wheat was rated very poor by the USDA. Overall, the crop was 2% poor, 24% fair, and 68% good, and 6% in excellent. Oklahoma, winter wheat harvest in Oklahoma increased 1 percentage point by the week ending June 1st, reaching 4%, which is notably behind the five-year average of 9%. The crop was rated 4% very poor, 9% poor, 32% fair, 51% good, and 4% excellent by the USDA. And then our neighbor to the east, Missouri, winter northeast, that is, in Missouri, winter wheat harvest was 1% wrapped up by June 1st, which is on track with a five-year average harvest was at 0% the week prior. None of Missouri's winter wheat was rated very poor by the USDA, 4% poor, 21% fair, 65% good, and 10% excellent. And there you have it. All right, last story of the day. I got to share this one with you. This is crazy crap. If our county commissioners or cities around here did stuff like this, they'd be people hollering, get a rope. So I thought that's interesting. Tennessee farmer penalized by county for parking ag equipment in his own soybean field. In western Tennessee, Danny Kissman's farm machinery on his turn row is a threat to the county code. Farm equipment parked on a farm is illegal, is the question. It is crazy as it sounds, says Danny, but it's happening to me right now. In rural western Tennessee, Kissman's trailers, tillage implements, and track hose sitting alongside a soybean field are a threat to the code, claim officials in Madison County, a local consistently ranked among the highest in the nation per capita crime. Just when you think you've heard it all, you haven't. We got murders and robberies in serious numbers in this county, but I'm the one facing fines or seizure, who knows what all, because I parked my ag equipment on my own land. This could happen to you too, he said. Soybean production, farm equipment auctions, land sales, house construction. Danny, 34, Kitzman, keeps all the irons going in his farm. I'm just a guy trying to make a living in agriculture, and I'm willing to do anything and everything. I'm a small farmer, but I hope to farm full-time somewhat down the road. I love farm life. I do whatever it takes to make a buck, and I don't get in anyone's business. Every time I save a dollar, it goes to equipment or into equipment or land. Let's see here. Surrounded by cultivated fields, a Dollar General store, a house just visible through the tree line, 6 acres distance, he says, a sawmill across the highway flanked by approximately a 200-acre solar farm. Kitzman plays the assortment of equipment machinery atop his gravel strip, from dirt buckets to tillage equipment. On March the 18th, a mailbox clinked with a letter from Madison County officials referring to a code violation. He said, I got the call from the code department and the presence of equipment was violating their code, and I was running a business. Farm equipment on our farm is breaking the code. What the hell are you talking about? I use the machinery in my farm income every year or one way or another. So they're still fighting it, and they've gave him a two-day notice now. I'm going to father up on more of this equipment, see what's going on. Hope you guys enjoyed today. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City and Sarah America. God bless.